Welcome to Women Winning Divorce, the podcast helping successful women navigate divorce with dignity so you can protect yourself, your children, and your assets. I'm Heather Quick, founding attorney at Florida Women's Law Group, where women win at life. Hello, I'm Heather Quick with Women Winning Divorce Podcast. Today, I will be discussing why you should stay off social media during the divorce process. So, you know, people ask all the time, can social media posts be used against you? Yes, they can. And they're, you know, when a lot of times I think the majority of people think lots of things will be able to be said and shown in court that really can't because there are evidentiary issues. So this is a broad statement because generally speaking, you know, you do have to establish that it is the person it purports to be. And, you know, your attorney will help you with that. But basically, yes. And so be careful because what you should be thinking when you're going through a divorce is, would I want this shown in front of a judge? Would I want somebody to read this post? Well, I am there, you know, all dressed up, ready, bringing my best self forward. Does this exhibit my best self? Many times those photos and the posts don't. So I recommend not posting a lot. Sometimes in some cases, if you're having issues with your children, just removing yourself completely. You know, what you post, even something that seems innocent, can easily be taken out of context and used, you know, by your spouse's attorney in court. Like, that's what I would do, right? Like, something that may seem innocent, if coupled with a lot of other things, could really show you in a poor light. And that is not how you want to be, you know, presented in front of the court. And this is a big thing, you know, even if you think what you are posting is private, you never know who will see it, screenshot it, send it around. So, you know, one, we advise really limit the social media. You know, use this as like a social media diet and cut it out for a while during the divorce process. But also what you should do is look at your settings. Are they private? And then this is the key because, you know, it'll say who can see your posts. Oftentimes it says friends of friends. Then basically it's not private. Pay attention to that. And I'm telling you, when people know you're going through something, it's a quick screenshot and you may take it down, but they've got it, and why put yourself in that situation? You know, then also many times I have seen on social media basically just a narrative about what's going on in your life. One, I just think it reflects poorly on you. And then two, you're inviting unsolicited advice, bad advice very often. You know, maybe it's something where I don't even know why you're doing it, except maybe you should question that. Right? Are you looking for approval, sympathy, pity, somebody to rescue you from this situation? That's really not going to happen on social media. So really ask yourself, like, why am I doing this? Do I need attention that badly? And I mean, the caveat is when you have kids, children, don't do it. Just don't. Stay away. And, you know, and if your spouse does, take the screenshots of it. And, you know, maybe it's helpful, maybe it's not. And if you're maybe as divorced, it's just financial, but, you know, without the children, how relevant it'll be, I don't know. But why do you want to risk that? And why do you want to risk, you know, maybe unflattering portrayal of you through things in social media that you just thought were fun at the time, right? I mean, usually those can be misconstrued. So I just caution you against it. You know, and now one thing that can happen too, you know, if your ex is bad-mouthing you online, people ask, should you respond or defend yourself? Be very careful. Certainly consult your attorney because you want to have an, you know, thoughtful and, you know, well-stated response if you even do. Because are they just egging you on? And are they just trying to engage you? And many times, you should not engage. Now, if it's hurting your reputation and affecting your job and things like that, that's a whole nother story. Yes, we can, seek relief in court for that. Social media, it just allows, you know, in these posts, you know, it just allows you to say things that do get, you know, displayed and put everywhere, but you're not front, you know, confrontational. You're not face to face. So the person who's saying these bad things about you, they really don't suffer the consequences that if they were, you know, right in front of you. And so it's a very cowardly way to behave, I think, in general, but don't engage, because then you're just get jumping in that. And I don't think there's a winner there at all. And again, be very mindful of protecting your privacy and managing, you know, your online presence effectively. And think about this, especially the privacy aspect, because this has come up more and more. Your spouse may accuse you of, you know, exposing, putting your children on social media, and, you know, that means you're a bad parent. I mean, that's a real stretch. However, be mindful. Be mindful of what's going on and what you're doing, and how does that look to an outsider? And is it really worth it? That is probably going to take up valuable time in front of a judge, valuable attorney's fees, and it could have been avoided. That's easy to say, right? From this end, you know, in retrospect, and that's why I'm sharing this, because the arguments about it, having to deal with things like that, there are usually far, far more important issues and matters to be determined in a divorce. That this kind of stuff, it really just sometimes maybe takes the, you know, your eye off the ball, gets people distracted, but it can also really influence the judge's opinion of you, your credibility. And that is, you know, something we don't want at all. I hope this has been helpful for any of our listeners who may have questions about or are going through this right now. And if you want more, go back and listen to our full episode 172, 5 Legal Mistakes Parents Make in Special Needs Custody Battles and How to Avoid Them. Thank you for listening.
Listeners, if you or someone you know in the Northeast Florida area is going through or even thinking about divorce, you're not alone. Taking that first step can feel overwhelming, but it doesn't have to be. Our newsletter is filled with actionable advice tailored to guide you through this process. By signing up, you'll gain the tools to face the unknown with courage and see if we're the right fit to support you during this life-changing time. Don't wait. Click the link in the show notes, fill out the form, and take the first step toward building a brighter future today.
This podcast is for informational and entertainment purposes only and is not an advertisement for legal services. The information provided on this podcast is not intended to be legal advice. If you have a legal issue, please contact an attorney in your local jurisdiction. The views and opinions expressed by the hosts and guests are solely those of the individuals and do not represent the views or opinions of the firms or organizations with which they are affiliated. This podcast is available for private, non-commercial use only. Any editing, reproduction, or redistribution of this podcast for commercial use or monetary gain without the expressed written consent of the podcast's creator is prohibited.